Meet Mike Ellison.
I was born in the beautiful country of Ethiopia. I was raised in Virginia and transformed into an artist here in Detroit.
And you can hear that fusion of cultures in his music. Some of it combines traditional African music with modern hip-hop. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox chatted with him about how he uses his music as a tool for education and community outreach.
This is a rhythm, a warrior's rhythm, a toy's rhythm, a glorious rhythm.
Yahoo!
Uh-huh.
Yahoo!
Uh-huh. You hear it, you feel it, it's there in the spirit, it's there in the lyric, don't ever compare it.
Yahoo!
Uh-uh.
Yahoo!
Uh-uh. The beat of the cradle defeating the label, the people are able to eat at the table now.
Yahoo!
Uh-huh.
Yahoo!
Uh-huh. Divine up our cheddar, we gotta get better, united together, we tighter than ever now.
Yahoo!
Uh-huh.
Yahoo!
Forsaken, forever mistreated, debated, disputed, but never defeated. Don't hate no more venom, we straight with the rhythm. We celebrate rhythm, we elevate rhythm. The beautiful rhythm, the powerful rhythm. We chant to the rhythm, we dance to the rhythm. The beautiful rhythm, the powerful rhythm. We chant to the rhythm, we dance to the rhythm.
That song is called Warrior's Rhythm, and it's part of a project by Mike Ellison called Afroflow. Mike now joins us in the studio. And Mike, you were born in Ethiopia. What was life like in Ethiopia before you moved to the United States, and why did your family leave?
You know, they left because there was a lot of political upheaval in the 70s when Emperor Haile Selassie was ousted by a fascist government. So it was a very rough political time. So my family left for safety reasons. Prior to that, though, everything that my mother and father told me about Ethiopia was positive. Everything my brother and sister talked about, the beautiful people, the land, the culture, the history. So I always grew up with a very positive image of Ethiopia and of Africa and of myself. My mother always called me her Ethiopian child, her African child. So as opposed to the poster child for poverty pictures we always see of Ethiopia, I grew up with the history of the cornerstone of civilization and kings and queens and culture and mathematics and science and philosophy and music and art. That was my understanding of Ethiopia.
And how do you think your roots in Ethiopia shaped you as a person and as a performer?
As a person, you know, it gave me a sense of identity and purpose because, you know, we're seeing very volatile time in our country right now as far as race relations are concerned. As African Americans, we grow up very confused because we don't know exactly where we're from. And we're pretty much taught a misguided view of history from the time we enter school. We're not told anything about Africa. We are starting with slavery, which is a horrible place for a child to start to identify him or herself. And so for me, I always considered Ethiopia my home. And everything that I was taught about Ethiopia was positive and powerful. So that gave me a tremendous sense of self-love. And as an artist, it gave me direction, you know, because you know, when you're trying to break into music, you're in this crew or that crew or this production company, and you're trying to figure out this business that nobody really gives you a roadmap for. And once I decided to just forego all of that, forget about the industry and focus on artistry, and then I started reconnecting with Ethiopia and going back to Ethiopia and contributing to causes in Ethiopia, it gave me a sense of purpose that was greater than myself.
You have a song on your Afroflow album called Mickey Number One, and it criticizes international aid efforts in Africa. Let's take a listen.
I'm fed up with the drama, cause I got love for my people. We want respect, we want honor. We all just wanna be equal. The evil, rich and united, keep using tricks to divide us. The wealthy countries call it aid, but it's all a charade. I'm unafraid to make it plain and make it known upon the microphone, cause nothing can replace the love you show me every time I'm home. I got a purpose, dropping verses in the sun and get inspired by the kids that call me Mickey Number One. They call me Mickey.
Tell me more about the message you're sending in the song.
Well, because it does criticize international aid efforts because some of them are legitimate and some of them are not so legitimate. And some of them further disenfranchise the people and they don't work their way down to the people who need it. That's a major problem. Here in the U.S., we hear charity, 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 aid, 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 aid. Well, you know, if we're going back to the history of Africa, let's put it this way. You know, if I come to your house and I steal your TV, and then you say, hey, Mike, you know, the Super Bowl is coming on. I'd really like to watch the Super Bowl. And I give you your TV back. Is that aid? Not so much. So that's what's happening a lot in Africa in so-called third world countries, which by itself is a demeaning term. I like to refer to them as redeveloping countries, right? Because all of our civilizations are based on these countries and what they did thousands of years ago. So I would look at them as redeveloping and not third world. That's kind of like calling somebody a second or third class citizen.
Spit it for the orphan children living in the villages with very little privileges and no more living relatives. I show you just how real it is. We criticize the system, they turn around like hypocrites and stigmatize the victims of HIV disease, adults, teens, and even children. It wasn't that disease, it was our ignorance that killed them. I ain't feeling this division, religion, the tribal differences exploited by the powerful nations who find it interesting.
You use music and other art forms to reach out to youth in Detroit. Tell me more about what you're doing to give back to Detroit right now.
Basically, when we have the opportunity, and I say we, I mean, I have a team of people and amazing artists that I work with. You know, we use our music as an opportunity to enlighten youth, to wake them up, to help inspire them to pursue their passions. So whether it's a production like Broken Mirrors, Bullies and Bystanders, which uses music, multimedia, and dance to explore this topic of bullying and teen suicide, or whether it's using that music to delve into African history. You know, we take the productions into the schools, and these are professional musicians who travel the world, and they give their time and support my productions to come in and teach these students.
You're performing at a music festival in Detroit tomorrow. It's called Concert of Colors. It combines both world and Detroit music. And you'll be putting on a performance along with other artists that will incorporate music, dance, spoken word, and drama. And you're calling your show Hard Enough to Smile. What's the meaning behind that title?
Hard Enough to Smile addresses several issues. One, as Black men, we are being portrayed in the media and often through our music as these monolithic thugs who don't smile, who don't love, who don't cry, who don't laugh. And that's just the furthest thing from the truth. So as a man, we're always trying to be hard. But we like to say we're hard enough to smile. When you're secure enough in your manhood, you can smile at another person. You can say hello to another man and not have to grim him like you're about to fight in the middle of an MMA octagon. Do you know what I mean? And then the other part of it is that Detroit and also our history as African-Americans in this country has been very hard. From the start, from the beginning to Obama, it's been tough. But no matter what, we've always maintained our smile. And so what we want to show people in this production is the full range of who we are as people and as men, and also to show our resiliency in the tribulations we face.
I've been speaking with Mike Ellison. You can see him perform in Detroit tomorrow night at 8 p.m. He'll be at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. It's part of the Concert of Colors Music Festival, which continues throughout this weekend in Midtown Detroit. His latest hip-hop album will be fully released this year. You can find more information online at mikeellison.me. Mike, have a great show, and thanks for chatting today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Meanwhile, I'm motivated by the Motor City Child, facing gangs, failing schools, and incredible odds. Thank God certain teachers reaching pockets and purses to purchase supplies of worth the system won't provide. Divide pain on both sides of the sea, and there's me, swimming in the middle of a critical riddle. If a father's on a cliff with one arm and two sons falling down, you tell me how he's supposed to choose one. I'm on a cliff with one arm and two sons, America, Africa, and I'm supposed to choose one, right?
Choose one, right.
That's why I'm hard enough to smile, man enough to cry, strong enough to live, but I'm willing to die, cause I believe in it. Yeah, do you believe?